Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. We are here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And it's my pleasure to bring life-transforming information and provide everyone with an opportunity to call in and experience what it's like to shift. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite guests on my show today, Ms. Sharan Sirdar, who is an epigeneticist by training and work history turned a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, belief, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. And here you are, Sharan Sirdar.
Hi there, Colette. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh my goodness. I was just watching your talk in India. Congratulations. You did an amazing job of that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was actually the first international conference on prenatal health that was done in India. And it was in an ashram over there, which already is doing amazing work, Manashakti Ashram, and in Lonavala. And they are, like I said, already doing amazing work, you know, working with people preconception and then conception onwards. And, you know, children that are, you know, sort of coming out of that are just, it's phenomenal. So they held this conference and obviously, you know, I was invited as a speaker. And what was really interesting was that it was really, for me, a culmination of my years of work and collecting the case studies of things. And one of the things that has been told to us is that the belief system that we've had up till now is that 95% of, you know, diseases that are inherited, like chronic diseases, which is like heart disease or diabetes, you can do nothing, you can do something about. But then there's this 5%, which is where people are born with genetic conditions that nothing can be done about. And I always had that sense that why is that the case? Like, why are we holding that belief system that 5% we can't help? And so the talk was really to open up the belief system of people to show them with my case studies that you can change the genetics.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that is quite common. I've worked with several babies, actually before conception, in some regards, because the mother was unable to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And when you work with babies, you know, you want to clear the issues with the mother first and foremost emotionally, because, you know, through my psychosomatic training, if the womb is full of water, and that's where we hold our emotions. And so if the mother is going through any fear or a hard time, or does not feel safe, it definitely affects the baby.
Yes, absolutely.
And energetically, when you tune into that, it's the non-physical that generally needs to be cleared first.
Yes, exactly. Because with this work, I worked, you know, and we were talking about this before the call, about going beyond time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that everything was done in that place where time did not exist. So whether the child was already conceived and had some issues, and or the child was, say, 6 or 7 and had the genetic condition, with the prognosis being 7 years that she would die, she didn't, and she's gone on to now lead a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so what, you know, of course the expression has changed.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. I just love this because, you know, you and I have been working together. How many years have we known each other now?
I mean, more than that.
How, 6 or 7? When was I in England? I have to look back on my cell phone. it's just a blur time, right?
Yes.
There really is no time except for here on planet Earth, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why, and sometimes that's a real challenging concept to grab, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I started using, you know, how I use in my seminars, I teach people to spin the energy into the core. Like into the spinal column, into the core. And I found that the spin speeds it up substantially. And it also, I have a ring of time now, and it has past, present, and future. And also the beginning, center, end. Because there really is no beginning and there really is no end. And so when people use that ring of time and they click the energetic shift into that, it clears it for all time and space.
Yes.
And it really speeds things up quite substantially, I'm finding. And a lot of people are, that's something that I learned from studying with Nassim Haramein about the importance of spin. You know,
like,
we're spinning and spiraling, you know, and it allows us, you know, like in babies in the womb, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and it was such an interesting case study, the one with the Down syndrome. If you want to just tell people about that, because this is like...
Well, there was two case studies on that. One was a woman who had, she was expecting a baby through a surrogate. And she was in the US and the baby was in India, in the womb of that mother. And so there was more dynamics involved with that. So at 12 weeks, the baby was diagnosed with what's called the nuchal edema, which means that it's basically a positive sign for Down syndrome. And we did some work for about 3 weeks, and she did have another scan, and that's when they couldn't see that anymore. And so just for reference for people, what that means is that on a genetic level, it's the chromosome 21. We have all chromosomes which are in duplicate, one's from your mom, one's from your dad. And the chromosome 21 had 3 pairs, and that 3 of those, which is what contributes to Down syndrome. And so
energetically, you could tune into that particular chromosome?
I didn't actually do that. You know how it is, Colette, don't you? It's like you work with the whole energy of it rather than going into that. So, after 3 weeks, basically, they couldn't detect that nuchal edema. So, and the second case study was another child that had this, and she was diagnosed with it, and again, nuchal edema, and other tests were done. And then towards the third trimester, she had a scan, and they couldn't find anything. And the doctor's words were that these tests are 99.9% accurate, so you must be the 0.1%.
Well, finally, it's a good thing to be part of the 1%. You know, you only have to be 1% better than anyone at anything to be the number one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so amazing, Sharana. It's just so awesome that you were invited there and that people are starting to, you know, doctors and professional people are starting to notice that we're not crazy, we're insane. That this work really does happen, that there are I wrote a book, I don't know, I think it was 4 years ago now almost, and that it came out. And, you know, I've got 65 testimonials in there of case studies, you know, and, you know, you and I've worked together on so many other things since then, and we could give them another 100 testimonies between the two of us. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That and so this is so beautiful because this is like, you know, scientifically proven. We have to take a short break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, the most beautiful Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we're going to continue talking about the epigenetics and the possibilities in time space or space time, however you want to say it. 1-800-930-2819. If you have any questions or you want to have some energy shifted, we would be happy to do so. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center, visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Ms. Sharan Sirdar. And Sharan, I just want you to share your contact information. And you were telling me that you have a new program. Tell us about that and how we can reach you.
My website is www.sharansirdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N-S-U-R-D-H-A-R. And they'll find all my social media links. The new program that I have, it's called the 21-Day Genome Miracle Body Program. I just ran one in January, and the next is starting March 4th, and that they can find on my website when they go to the Work With Me button and Shop Now button. It'll be right there.
Awesome. I also want to take this opportunity before I forget to thank the beautiful people, Kathy Reed, Brittany Gill, and all the people that put on Illuminate event. We had Illuminate Psychic Fair and more. There is well over 1,000 people in attendance. And there was something like, I think, 60 booths and 12 speakers. And I was very, very honored to be asked to speak on the board panel of three experts, the keynote speaker, Reverend Kimberly Maroney, and also with Paul Elder from the Monroe Institute. And it was so interesting to find all these different perspectives regarding this kind of work and how it is possible to do this work. Very, very interesting information, and so great to see so many people show up to see that, you know. And so I just wanted to thank them for all their good work. I mean, it was a huge event. I slept for 36 hours after, which is very unusual for me, as you know. And so, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity and to all the exhibitors and all the people that were there and that attended. You know, thank you for showing up. And it was a lot of fun. And my team and I showed off my new booth, and we thank you for all the compliments we got on it. I just love it. It looked all bright and cheerful. And oh my goodness, we did so many, consultations and met so many cool people. It was just, I love it. It was just so much fun. And seeing people have that aha moment, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like, it's why we do what we do. And, we do have a caller. Did you want to take a caller, or did you want to talk a little bit more about, just finish up what you said, what we were talking about before the break?
I'm good to go.
Okay. I like to look after my callers. All right. So we have Rome. Carter, is Rome here?
Yeah, Rome from Kelowna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rome. Thank you. Hi.
Hey, Rome. Rome is one of my dragon sayers.
I am happily indeed. And I actually have the sexuality dragon, your art card right here. I pulled it out while I was listening to you and Sharan. Starrett.
Yeah.
That diamond cutter.
Yeah. This card that she's talking about is the performance card, which is it's kind of a little pun there, but he actually, that was the second dragon that I painted out of 64 in Tales from the Vector. And I'm happy to say I'm working on number 62 right now of 64. They're very large paintings. They've got crystals embedded in them, and all of my energy, my energetic shifting imprinted on them as I do them. They generally take me 6 months to, I don't know, 6 months. The courage one took me 3 years. So it's been a 12-year project that, you know, I'm coming close to completion. But that dragon came to me, and I was really thinking a lot about DNA then. And I was very, like, I just kept getting that there was something we could do with our DNA. And so it's so perfect that you brought that up right now, Rome. What would you like for Sharan and I to, or do you have a question for Sharan, or would you like us to shift something?
Yes, please. And greetings to you, Sharan. Thank you.
Hi.
I have quite an acute, it's the lower back pain, and it is I've been moving through it for, I think, a couple weeks now, and it does, I feel that, of course, inside me, and I know that it's connected with what specifically we're focusing on today, too.
Yeah, so what I like to get a baseline, 0 to 10, 0 being cool as a cucumber, and 10 being hair on fire, I'm panicking, this hurts. Where are you?
In a persistent, I would say 7.5.
Okay. Okay. So the other thing that I want to ask is, if you were to describe the pain, what would you describe it to feel like?
A deep, resonant ache.
Okay, yeah. An ache. And does this ache happen all the time? Is it constantly there, or is it in certain positions?
It is in a certain position. However, I find that my tactic for just moving through it and ignoring it, moving through it, is not really appropriate
working
at this time.
Okay, so I'm just going to explain something for people, because I can feel Sharan is getting ready to talk. Sharan takes a little bit more time to do her thing. So she likes me to go first. So I'm just going to say right now that, you know, when a person is in pain, this is why it's handy to have friends that do energy work. Because if a person's in pain, sometimes it's challenging to get neutral to that pain. And to be able to effectively do energy work, we need to be doing it from a place of no judgment. So we're just going to strengthen you to that right there. Just the fact that it bothers you that you're not able to move this yourself. But I'm getting you are moving it. It's just not as quickly as you would like it to move. And I just have one more question, because I can feel Sharan's getting ready here. Whereabouts in the back is the pain?
It's the lower left side above the butt in the center.
Right above above like the hip bone sort of thing?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Sharan.
So I've been working since, you've been talking. And,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. Can you check in now and see where you're at?
Six. Five and a half.
Good.
Okay. So I'll keep going.
What are you picking up, Sharan?
Recently, the way that I work has started to change, in that I'm not picking up stuff, but what I am doing is actually going into the space of where the body is already whole. And so as I hold that frequency, the body and the cellular structure begins to match up. So it's not that I'm not doing it. It's your body that begins to do the work itself.
Yeah, the energetic blocks, once those are removed, a lot of the frequent, like the what you're working with, is a frequency, a vibration,
yeah,
a fullness. And so that's what when we talk about the zero point, you know, when people go into the zero point of infinite potential.
Exactly.
That's that place where, you know, neutrality rules, and it no longer exists, the condition.
Yeah.
And so we just strengthen that from my perspective here. And I just felt a shift here in you, Rome. What number are you at?
I would say 5. It seems to have shifted closer to my spine, up, and then more close to the center of my spine. And I'm about maybe, so it's changed, but.
Change is good, right, Sharon?
Yeah, it's moving. It's moving. The energy shifting,
And so we're just going to strengthen that. The way I put this, it's kind of like for manifesting anything, really, you can, instead of wishing upon a star, you can hook onto that star and let it reel you in. That's kind of what I get in Shrimp's doing.
I love it.
So, you know, we're just going to strengthen that, like, you know, that perfect place of health and wellness and, you know, and what's coming up is integrity of the components of the spine, actually. I'm getting that there was an old injury in this spine here, like in this area.
I was even thinking back. I had flashing up when I was little with my mom. I fell on a grape trellis on my head, I think. Other thing. Yeah.
Okay, so we have to take a short break. Do you have time to hang on through the break? And then Sharon and I can work on this a bit and we can come back and check in with you?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. I am Colette Marie Steffen and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. If you're interested in purchasing energy correcting cards and paintings, I have my new Call to Dance foundation of my program is complete. I'm happy to say those manuals from 1 to 4 are now for sale on my website, and all 60 cards are now for sale and paintings are now for sale on Tales from the Vector. Thank you, Dr. Pat and your team, for all your good work on my websites. We're almost done. Thank the Lord. We'll be right back after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life?
Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar on the show with me today. And I also have Rome, who we have been working on throughout the break here. Rome, we would just like to check in with you. We like to get a baseline, and you were at 7.5 when we started. Where are you now?
Floating below a 3.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, Sharan and I were just discussing that, her way of doing the work is shifting for her. And this is really cool. This is why we were just talking about it on the break, that this is why I like to just share information. I am sharing information about how I can energetically shift things, and I like to leave room for it to go even faster, okay? So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. Sharan, a lot of people on the planet right now are shifting a lot. Have you noticed that, Rome? That you're shifting quite a bit right now? A lot of people saying that they're tired, they're exhausted, or they're feeling sensations in their body that they weren't aware of before, or their dreams are particularly vivid. And so this is kind of, I feel that the human consciousness has risen, the vibration has changed and significantly. And so it's like a lot of people are getting sort of a different flavor to the soup right now. Sharan, what would you like to tell Rome?
I want to say that your body and your cellular structure is shifting completely right now. And it's not because anything that Colette and I are doing, is because we're holding that frequency where your cellular structure is coming up and matching up to where you are. The blueprint of where it is. And things like this can be seen as miracles, but they actually are the norm when our body just comes to that place.
This is what people refer to as homeostasis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I like to call it a celebration of life.
Love it. Love it.
Where the cells
are
so
happy. I really feel that.
Yeah. I can feel it all bubbling, right?
Yeah.
And so when the cells are so happy that they're celebrating.
that resonates with me, and I feel it's almost like I feel this groundedness or sobriety that's coming in, like a soulful sobriety, in a sense.
Well, Sharan, the last time you were on my show, remember we talked about the mitochondria of the cell?
Yeah.
And so that's inherited through the mother, through the mother. And so there was some mother stuff coming up, some mother issues coming up for you, Rome.
Yeah.
And this is coming from your mother, not from being a mother. So I was just strengthening you to separate those two things, like being a mother and being mothered and mothering others and others mothering you. And not being smothered.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what you said earlier, Ron, just now, was that you felt that groundedness as, the energetic shifts are happening. And that's interesting wording, because obviously the root, you know, your tailbone, your coccyx, and that sacral area is about grounding you into the earth and grounding you onto the planet. So, Colette, I'm feeling like some sort of energetic corrections around that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So for everybody right now, I mean, it is kind of like surreal out there right now. I mean, luckily I don't have a TV and have not watched, well, I accidentally watch TV at airports and, you know, if I'm at a bar or at a restaurant and they have one or a store has a TV going, but, wow, I, you know, 5 minutes of that and I'm good for a year. But we have all these political situations going on around the world and kind of all this silliness. If we take it seriously, we could really, really be bothered by it. I can't take any of that stuff seriously. It's just too funny. So just strengthening that for everybody, like for everybody, you know, having one foot on the ground, left foot to right foot to left, that we can handle the speed that the planet is traveling at right now. A lot of people are telling me that at the fair, so many people that, oh, I just feel like it doesn't matter like how many hours there are in a day. I can't get everything done. I feel like I'm, you know, things aren't, you know, expectations are too high, etc. So we just want to strengthen for everybody. What Sharan was talking about, you know, also is when you look at the base chakra, and again, that's that shooting star. That's that, the other red dragon, that she's from the Pleiades, and she's about attitude. And so, Sharan, do you want to just speak a little bit about that? And I'm going to work a little bit more on Rome, and we'll see if we can just get this down to neutral.
So in regards to just about attitude, what exactly?
Well, attitude about, you know, like if people go out there and they're in a lot of fear, what does that do to what does that do to people?
Definitely. Okay, so when we're in fear, what happens is on a cellular structure, cellular level, what's happening is that we're firing off the fight or flight response. And so if we have that, what happens is then it's not in equilibrium or homeostasis, as like is what we were saying earlier. And this is something that's become so much of a norm that, you know, you rush out the door, have a cup of coffee, and you're out. Like, there's not even 10 minutes for yourself, you know, meditation or anything like that. I'm not saying particularly meditation, maybe a walk in nature or whatever. It's so important to have that because that gives our nervous system that equilibrium, that the bring it back to the blueprint of where we should be at in order for us to function healthily. But what happens is that as a result of the fight or flight response, we're thinking we're acting normal, and then we have other things that show up. Like, for instance, the way that we eat, you know, the choices we make with regards to our thoughts, the choices. And everything then becomes like you're on a hamster wheel. It just keeps going. And that biochemistry is reflecting that. So that then results in inflammation in the body and then chronic disease. So it's, you know, it's really important for people to understand that it's on a level that we may not even be aware, because it's become so much of the norm.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, people running around like, you know, crazy people. I make sure I get outside at least for half an hour every day, no matter, like, get some fresh air, get out in nature, go listen to a bird sing, you know. It as you said, it's important. I want to thank you, Rome, for calling in. We have another caller here, so I just wanted to check in with you, Rome, before you leave the show. Has your number shifted anymore?
It feels like it's just continuously, it's just feeling safe to be here, and it's
good.
Moving along beautifully.
Good.
Thank you so much, Fran. Thank you, Colette.
Welcome. What
You're
number
welcome.
Are you? Just checking in.
I would
number.
Say I'm probably a two.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Two vacillating down.
Yeah, it'll continue to shift. And I want everyone listening to also know that while we're working on people, everyone is benefiting.
Yes. And so, Carter, thank you so much, Rome, for calling in. And Carter, we do have Raul from Seattle.
Yeah, Raul.
Hello. Hello, lady.
Hi. You're not really from Seattle at this time, right?
Well, but I am in Seattle, actually. So.
Oh, you are? Okay, you are in Seattle. Awesome.
Now you can tell why I'm calling in for.
I remember you were going to move.
He sold his house, Sharan.
Raul, oh, excellent.
Raul, tell her about your house.
Well, I reconnected with an old love from Chile, sold my house, and I moved down there. So now I'm back here with my second stage move, you know, just grabbing the rest of my stuff.
And you sold your house?
Yes, sold the house, got rid of everything. And nice. Now I experience the freedom that I guess the freedom is what making me a little uncomfortable.
So that's the classic getting what you want and not knowing if you want it.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I've worked for other people for during my whole entire life. And now I'm facing the more serious step that I'm moving back. I mean, I'm grabbing my stuff and I'm going back to Chile in a couple of weeks. And now I'm going to have to do things on my own because that's the kind of work I want to do. I there's nobody that really offers something that I want to do, which is holistic coaching and who knows what else. So, but I'm
okay,
facing my lack of focus. I'm facing my I'm not going to finish this. This is I'm really deep
okay.
programming.
So take a deep breath here.
Okay.
And just give me 0 to 10. Where are you? 10 being the worst, 0
Eight.
Being the best.
Eight.
Okay, because we have to take a short break here.
Yep.
And when we come back, we'll check in with you if you can hang on.
Okay,
I just wanted to also say a big thank you to Pat. She had me on her radio show, me and Stella, my kitten, which is kind of funny. You can check that out on Facebook, also on my website. I think we have it posted on there. Had so much fun with Pat, and my cat was being a brat. So she made a lot of people laugh, they say, so that's a good thing. We'll be right back after this, and we'll check in with Sharan and Raul after this short break.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show
Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. I've got Sharan Sirdar on my show today, and I also have Raul. And Raul, Sharan and I are just cracking up. We can't stop laughing because, like I said, I remember, like, there's so much, like, resistance when people step into their best, okay? And you've really stepped up. And the thing is if you remember when you were put your house up for sale on the market, and then the one across the street came up, and you were like, oh, what am I going to do? And what happened? You had a session with me. We worked on it. What happened?
Well, we sold the house pretty quick, within, I think, a couple of weeks or so. And then the house across the street took a couple of months, and they sold it for like $80,000 less.
Sharan and I were laughing so hard. Because we figure that, you know, you've already jumped off the cliff. It's too late now. You're flying like an eagle. You don't want to be a chicken, right? Sharan and I were just laughing because we said, how did we were just talking. Sharan, tell him how we were just talking. How did we get to where we are?
Yeah, we went from the chicken to flying eagle. And it was like, you look back and you think, well, I'm flying already.
Too late. You've already jumped off the cliff. So we may as well empower you to fly now, right?
Indeed.
So you've already taken the jump. You see, you know, Sharan and I are laughing about this because, like, we did the same thing. And at some point, if you want to do your life's work, you have to jump.
You can never go back to the eagle, to the chicken, right?
No. Like, one day I was out paddleboarding, and an eagle swooped down, like, right down, a bald eagle, right on the lake, you know, maybe 15 feet away, and grabbed a fish. And I thought, wow, isn't that just so exactly how people feel right now? We're being dragged out of the water of Pisces energy, and we're in the air in Aquarius energy now. And think about that fish. One minute it was in the water, and the next minute it's flying. And sure, life is going to be over soon. But it doesn't know that, and it gets to fly. You know? So we're just going to strengthen that for you. What number are you at?
I'm feeling like, I don't know, 7. I'm not necessarily like much lower. What bothers me is that I agree and I feel like I'm flying and things like that. But when my task ahead is to be an entrepreneur, to be on my own, and I always lack of focus. And my girlfriend already noticed that. And that freaks me out because she already, okay, the cat is out of the hat, right? It's out of the bag. No more
okay,
secrets.
So, like, you're okay, so when I tested energetically, you actually have too much focus. Does that, you know, if we focus on the wrong things, well, not the wrong things, but if we focus on, you know, a lot of times people are told that when you test it energetically, when people are told that there's a lack of focus, I quite often this comes up is that the person is too focused, overthinking, overguarding, overprotecting, you know, overworking it. Okay. Now, Sharon is working in a different way now because she just kind of had this epiphany for herself and her work. And so she's right now tuning you into this vibration, this frequency. Sharon, do you want to tell him about that?
Yeah. So it's like I would jump into a portal, and that portal is where the infinite possibilities exist. And I take, it's like I have the intention of whatever issue it is with you into that portal. And so even though we finish the call in, say, less than 10 minutes, that energy is going to continue to show up for you. So it may feel like nothing's changing right now, but on a very subconscious level, there's a lot shifting.
And this is coming up for you, Raul. It's about integration. And so, I'm a lot of people right now. I'm also like on this thing where I'm you know, reading Harvard Business Reviews, like, you know, lapping that up, like, which is, you know, I'm limiting myself to 15 minutes of social media a day and focusing on finishing my deck. And putting my, because I have a seminar coming up here on the 16th and 17th here in the city, and I have a free talk on the Friday night. And I'm also speaking at Women's Talk, which is on Wednesday on the 13th. And you can check that out if you look on Facebook, and I'll be putting a newsletter out. So I have a lot going on. And what I've noticed for myself is that I am setting my days up in time increments. And so if people try to focus for too long, the average person can only focus on something for 4.5 minutes. So we want to strengthen that your focus, that you're strong to what you're focusing on. That's what I'm getting. Mm. Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Raul, when you get in touch with that thought, how does that feel to you?
It feels just relieving. Just, you know, okay, good. I'm normal, right? It's okay, that's okay.
Well, you're not normal. You're not normal. You're above average. And you only have to be 1% better than anyone else around you to be able to join the 1% crowd, okay? So we're just going to strengthen that for you, okay? Like your business is a money making machine. Your spirit is free.
Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah, you know, the fun part is that going back home and then coming back here to the other home is wow. You encounter my past, my future, my present, where I was, and it's really, really insane.
Yeah. And well, it's because it's happened so quickly. Sharon, when was it that you made this decision, Raul?
In July, sold the house in September, got the money in October, went to Panama for a month, and then went to Chile in December. Then now I'm here.
That's a huge amount of shifts. And
go ahead.
Yes, and so, you know, I remember speaking to you then on that call, and it was like your energy from there to now is like completely different.
Mm-hmm. That's what we were just saying, Raul. You just can't see it yet because your perception hasn't caught up. You've had a lot happen. Leroy talked about this on one of my shows, that even if really amazing good stuff is happening to you that you really love, if it's happening really, really, really fast, it still can have kind of like a overguarding, overprotecting effect on people. Does that make sense? It's just because it's so fast.
Yeah.
Most people, to do what you did, would have taken at least 3 to 4 years, and you did it in like, you know, a few months.
Exactly.
Good work. Yeah. You know, we're speaking of fast, the radio shows, we're running out of time here. We've only got about a minute left. Sharon, I want to thank you, Raul, for calling in. Thank you, Carter, and
thank you,
audience. And I also want to thank those of you who are brave enough to call into the show, and Dr. Pat for giving us all this opportunity. Sharon, close the show. You got about a minute.
Well, you know what? like the energy that we've experienced today with Rome being able to shift as she did, and then Raul, the shifts that he's had so quickly. I mean, everything like that is the miraculous that exists in each of us. And since the topic today is miracle DNA, that is exactly where you're at. And we just have to recognize that. And as we bring our awareness to that, everything begins to shift.
And recognize also that we are shifting generations forward and backwards, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love your good work, Sharan. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm so, so proud to see you out there speaking. I'm going to finish watching the rest of it. I have about 15 minutes left. I just want to say, you know, thank you for all your good work and your bravery going out there and sharing this. You know, it's awesome.
And if people want to listen to that talk, it will be on my YouTube channel in about half an hour.
Yeah, and I also have it on a link here on the radio show if you're looking for it. So it's on, it's in many places, Sharan. So lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.